This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacey Risley.
Hello, friends and neighbors. Welcome to North Atlanta's Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we're here with Dr. Figaro and nurse practitioner Cora Crumby with Northwest Pediatric Care. Hey, ladies, how are you today?
We're doing well. We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Hi, Stacey. Thank you for having us on.
It's so nice to have you both. I know Cora and I have talked some in the past, and I have been anxious to get you guys on the show to introduce Northwest Pediatric Care to North Atlanta. So thank you both so much for being here. And with that, go ahead and, if you will, tell us about your business. Tell us about Northwest Pediatric Care.
Well, thank you so much again, Stacey, for having us on. It's such a pleasure and a privilege to present to you and to our neighborhood what we are all about. Now, we are Northwest Pediatric Care, which is a primary care medical home for infants, children, and young adults from birth to age 21. We are located in Lake Point Professional Center, and our practice consists of two board-certified providers, myself, Dr. Figaro, and pediatric nurse practitioner, Cora Crumby. Now, though we are a new business, we are not new to pediatric care. I have been practicing for over 20 years, and Cora has over 17 years of experience. So we are excited to bring our brand and exceptional medical care to Acworth and the surrounding community.
Wonderful. And I love that you said that. Although you are, you know, new, your business is new, Northwest Pediatric Care is new. You both have, you know, together decades of experience treating our most prized possession. I guess we shouldn't call them possessions, huh? But our children. All of us value them more than anything else, I think. So all of us parents. So how about you tell our listeners a little bit about your journeys into this profession and into the beginning of Northwest Pediatric Care.
Yes, Stacey, I would like to tell you about that. I am a nurse practitioner, so my background is pediatrics. I started as a registered nurse in pediatric care in the pediatric ICU unit, which is intensive care units for kids of all ages who are critical. I also trained in neonatal ICU, which is the preemies and the brand new babies who are critically ill. And so those were my primary learning and nursing careers. And as I continued, my husband, I'm originally from Texas. My husband is from Atlanta. He's from Marietta. And we came together. He brought us from Texas to Georgia about 8 years ago, 8 or 9 years ago, maybe 10 years. But we've been here a while. But he took this Texas girl and brought us to Georgia. And so I've been a nurse practitioner the whole time I've been in Georgia. And so Dr. Figaro is from New York. We met in Georgia. She's more recently here in Georgia. We met at a locums position. And locums is when clinics do a third party contract for providers when they need help in their own clinics. And so I had just left one pediatric clinic and she relocated from New York. And so we met each other, worked together for about a year. When our contracts were ending, I had mentioned to her if she wanted to, I needed a provider, a physician, because I wanted to start a clinic. And she was like, that's funny because I've always wanted to own a clinic. We started talking and one short conversation brought us to Northwest Pediatric Care.
I love that story. And so like sometimes you just meet people, especially when you're working alongside them, and there's just that connection there, and that you know that could be a really special, you know, lead into something really special. And I love that you said that you had your experience was as a NICU nurse. You know, that is huge. My second daughter was born. She spent 6 weeks in the NICU. So that goes right after my heart. Those nurses, oh my goodness, I don't know what I would have done without the NICU staff during that time. So that definitely brings a lot of compassion to your position, I know, seeing those critical infants. So, and I like, again, I really love that you guys worked together first and then had this idea of starting a clinic together and combining your expertise and years of experience together to to create something really special to provide. And to me, one of the most important professions out there, you know, taking care of our children. So I'm super excited to know that you're here. And I'm sure North Atlanta, the residents and anyone looking for great pediatric care for their kids are going to be really happy to meet you guys through this interview. So, well, how about clearing up any myths or misconceptions that our listeners might possibly have about your industry or, you know, about your specialty of medicine?
Well, I believe one of the common misconceptions or myths about pediatrics is that we provide medical care to just babies. And, you know, that the truth is that pediatricians are so much more than that. You know, we as pediatricians have a unique opportunity to be a part of a child's life from birth and watch them grow and develop into healthy young adults. We love the fact that we are a part of their physical and their mental development from the beginning of their health journey, such that we can make a positive impact into them becoming healthy adults. So, it, you know, as much as, yes, pediatrics starts from newborns, we see them all the way into young adults. And as I said, that is a privilege to be able to be a part of their lives and making that impact from the beginning so that when we do eventually hand them over into adult care, we have set a good foundation and a good foundation of health in, from them when they were younger.
Yeah, and you really know their history and know every, you know, all the ins and outs of their medical, their medical history. And I bet, I would imagine if you have someone from birth all the way to, did you say age 21 that you treat, like, I bet they're going to have to be kicking and screaming, leaving you guys.
Yes, yes, that does tend to be the fact that they love so much of the love that we've given them at 21. It's like, can we stay longer? We're like, no, it's time.
It's time now. We're going to push you out of the nest, yes. So to speak. Oh, my goodness. That kind of brings me to y'all's logo. I just have to touch this. And I know that this is just audio. But Cora and I, when we were talking about, I know you guys are sponsors of the Cedar Crest magazine in Cedar Crest. And it, when we were looking at your logo, and it, I love that it's almost like the tree of life. And it's got, it, it has, you know, the oh, I just absolutely love it. And that just brought me back to remembering that when I was thinking of kicking them out of the nest.
Right. Soft tap.
It'll be soft tap. That's right. They will be well prepared to fly before you.
Yes.
You will make sure of that. Oh my goodness. Well, let's shift gears if you don't mind. And let's talk about the things you guys do for fun when you're not working, when you're not treating patients. What do you guys like to do for fun?
So I personally love to travel. My family also loves to travel. So my husband and I, with our girls, we travel all over the world and they love it as well. But if we don't have those big breaks, I love gatherings. Like, people are like, love gatherings. I just love to be around friends and family. I think they're just a people connection. I just love that. And so whether it's just like, hey, bring some pizza or let's barbecue or bring your kids over to swim. Like, just having fun and interacting with people is actually really what I love to do. And people are like, you love that? I know that there's a whole momentum of, I'm an introvert. I am not an introvert. So
probably, I never would have guessed that.
Never, right?
About as introverted as I am.
Right. Travel, new experiences I love, but engaging with people who I'm connected with is equally satisfying for me. So that's what I love to do for fun. Like, that's fun for me.
Awesome. How about you, Dr. Figaro?
And similar to Cora, you know, for fun, I do enjoy traveling with my family, but with one extra, we always travel with the family dog.
So we always
make sure when we're going that it is pet friendly because the dog always goes with us. So he happens to be the third child in the family.
You have to tell me what kind of dog. I'm a dog lover that brings my dog everywhere as well.
Yes, he's a Pomeranian Havanese mix. So he's a lap dog and he enjoys sitting in your lap and he's great with just going everywhere. So it's really fun to bring the family dog with our family travel. So he's been everywhere. And then in my own personal time, I like to go to the gym and I enjoy dancing.
Oh, fun. Oh, what kind of dance? All types or?
Yes, all types. All types. Yes.
I love to dance, but I'm not a very good dancer. That's always the most fun to watch, right?
Right. So long as you're having fun, that's the key.
Exactly. That's what I tell myself when I know that I'm dancing very poorly, but I'm like, people just know I'm having a good time.
Exactly.
Can't take yourself too seriously or it's not any fun. Oh, goodness. And so did I hear you guys both correctly that you each have two children and then you have a fur baby as well, Dr. Fergara?
That
both
is correct. Children. Yes.
There's three girls in my family. So
you have three. That's right. Okay. I actually do remember that now.
I have kids in all walks of life, from adulthood to teenager to school age.
Yeah, they're really testing your limits.
Right.
So I was a school teacher for 19 years before I changed profession. So I have lots of child experience myself.
Exactly.
Those middle school years with girls, those are the toughest.
We're surviving.
Yep. you'll make it. So shifting gears again into something a little bit more serious, you know, I know we all face hardships and challenges as we travel our life journeys. Has there been a challenge or hardship that you ladies have faced that you can say, for now, having been through that experience and come out on the other side of it, that you're stronger and better for that today?
Yes, I would say that I encountered a life challenge rather early in my medical career when I was told by an academic supervisor that I would never make it as a doctor and I should consider changing career goals.
Oh, I have to pause for a second. What the audience can't see is that my jaw just dropped. I cannot believe you had an academic, as a former educator, I cannot believe you had a professor tell you that. Like, yeah. Wow. Okay. So now yes. I'm dying to hear the rest of the story.
Yes. And, you know, unfortunately, it was based on my gender and my minority status. Mm. But thankfully, I did not get into that negativity. And, you know, I am blessed 20 years later to say that, look at me now. And I did not take on that negativity on my life. And I still persevered. And, right now I'm walking in that journey and in the success and the victory of that journey. And I'm so happy that as a pediatrician, I can use that as a platform per se to encourage and inspire other youth who are, you know, being told negative things or are walking a path that maybe somewhat not, you know, following the standards, that you can tell them, hey, don't be discouraged. You too, in all genders and all races, that you can still make it. You can still believe in your dreams and aspire to your goals. Don't let anybody speak negativity into your life like that. Yes, ma'am.
I love that. You just spoke to me. That's for sure. I'm appalled that that occurred. And I am proud that you did not accept that label, you know, like that's very frustrating to hear that even could possibly occur. I hope that is not still occurring. I know that that's a pipe dream, and that we realistically in today's world, there are minorities, women, just various people from different walks of life that are being told every day that they can't succeed for whatever reason. And they are absolutely wrong. That should be punishable by law, I'm telling you. Don't try to keep us down.
Right. And that's where, you know, as pediatricians, you know, as much as we impart, you know, health, we also deal with the mental aspect, you know, with our teenagers, and, you know, things are happening at a younger and younger age, and they need to have someone, you know, besides their parents, of course. You know, they can know that they can come to their pediatrician or their provider that'll also inspire them to achieve those goals. And, you know, yes, life has bumps in it, but it doesn't deter you. And every failure is a stepping stone towards success.
Absolutely. And you could really, you know, use that as a great way to inspire others, you know, and I applaud you for doing that. You are, you know, and so many, I mean, who knows how many little girls who come into y'all's office that are going to see a two women running this beautiful, thriving practice of pediatricians. And you are going to be such a role model, both of you, to so many kids. I mean, it's almost, I mean, right there with being a teacher, you know, you have the capacity to affect so many lives, and not just their physical health, but like you said, in as a source of inspiration, as a motivator, as, you know, a role models. I just really, I'm super excited to be announcing y'all today. So it's an honor.
Thank you.
Is there anything that you would like to share as far as challenges or hardships?
I think the hardship and challenge for me is like I told you, I'm from Texas. I was one of six. I came from parents who did not have college degrees. So I was first generation graduate. And so just like Dr. Figueroa was saying, is most people think like they see a doctor, they see a nurse practitioner, anybody in the medical profession, and they assume that you always came for money or had money or, and so it's very enlightening to say, hey, like I came from the very bottom and I didn't even know what a college hour credit course was when I joined college. And I came in saying, hi, I'm Cora. I want to be a nurse. And then they're like, well, here's your degree plan. And I literally told the counselor, like, what is 12 hours? Like, you go to school 12 hours a day? And she was like, no, you're earning 12 hours in the semester. She had to break it down because I always knew that I wanted to go to college. I had the grades in high school, but I didn't know what college was. And so life is part of about learning and going with the flow. And so the other challenge is coming this far in my career and not even thinking that owning a clinic was possible because I was happy. You know, I was a little bit complacent because the work that we do, you do it because you love it. And so as long as you're doing it, I had a platform. So working for somebody else was easy for me because at the end of the day, I was doing what I love to do, which is pediatric care. And so the hardship right now is stepping off and doing this on your own, but it's been a great process knowing that it's very possible and that we're doing it.
Yeah. Well, you guys are, you're doing it and killing it. It seems like, you know, that's amazing. And it's very exciting. I love that you were both willing to be vulnerable there and share those experiences, you know, Cora, for you to say you're the first generation college graduate from your family, right, and that you didn't even know what a credit hour was, you know, right. So like that too is going to be so inspirational to youth and to, you know, kids who don't come from families who, and I think that is, like you said, a misconception that is made that people, you know, with these higher degrees and certifications and medical degrees and, you know, all these titles and letters behind your name, you know, that you came from a family that also was, you know, if not of money, at least, you know, of high standing educationally, you know, like that they also had college degrees or that, you know, that I think that is a misconception just in society as a whole, that that doctors and nurse practitioners and providers had to have been taught that, you know, and you learned it on your own.
Right.
So that's great. Those are fabulous stories. And I really appreciate you guys sharing those. Well, we're really getting kind of close to wrapping up. Is there anything else that y'all want to share with our listeners about Northwest Pediatric Care?
Well, we really want our listeners to know that we truly believe in our motto, compassion, commitment, and care. You know, both of us came into this with the intent of bringing healthcare to, you know, from the babies to 21, and our hearts go out to these kids in terms of being the best providers that we can be, collaborating with parents and having the best wealth outcome that we can with them. We pride ourselves on being, you know, like I said, collaborative care with parents. We're not dictating, but we always want to bring the parent along with the journey, you know, educating them, educating the children, so that at the end, they are happy with the care that they receive and are happy to even tell someone else about the healthcare and that they received at Northwest Pediatric Care.
Absolutely. Well, and referrals in your industry, and especially starting a new practice, I imagine are very important. And so that if anyone listening that is looking for compassionate care, I just highly encourage you to reach out. And if our audience does want to reach out and learn more, what is the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Okay, you can reach us at our website at www.nwpediatriccare.com. And pediatric is pediatriccare.com, okay? And so all our contact information is on there. Our phone number is on there. You can use our phone number if people don't want to use the website. It has all our information, more information about Dr. Figueroa and I. But always give us a call. We have a great reception. This super welcoming. Call and stop by and see if you just want to meet and not have to schedule an appointment. Come check us out in our area. We are in Northwest Georgia in the Acworth area, like we said, at Lake Point. We have a beautiful lake in the back of our parking lot. So give us a call. We would love to meet you or just to have basic discussions.
Yeah. So do you guys offer like consultations with?
Tours, just come by to see if this is the place that you want to be. When it comes to the care of your children, you should feel comfortable. And so if you're not comfortable, you need to find a place where that you can develop a relationship. So always come by and see if this is what you're looking for.
I love that. I think that is a great suggestion. You know, if you do need to feel comfortable with your child's pediatrician. Thank you both again so much for being here. It has truly been a pleasure. I've been looking forward to recording this episode for some time now. And so I am really happy that you've opened your doors and I appreciate you sharing your stories with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Stacey.
You are so welcome. Well, that's all for today's episode, Atlanta. I'm Stacey Risley with the Good Neighbor Podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting the local businesses and nonprofits of our great community.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast North Atlanta. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpnorthatlanta.com. That's gnpnorthatlanta.com or call 470-946-7007.